Constant cravings. Drugs. Hijacking the pleasure pathway. The lure of drugs. John Daly says he's finally given up his efforts to quit drinking. Once one of the most promising young athletes in America, the professional golfer recently chose to return a $3 million endorsement from the leading golf club manufacturer because it required him to abstain from alcohol. Daly said that trying to stay sober had taken over my life and I was miserable. He blames a strong genetic desire for alcohol, and although he's sad about the many costs of drinking, he says it's great to be free. John Daly is not alone. Rock stars fall with such regularity that it's practically front-page news when one of them doesn't have a drug problem. The allure of these little chemicals is tremendous, and although tabloid tragedy coverage is limited to the likes of Janis Joplin, John Belushi, and River Phoenix, millions of us face and frequently lose self-control battles with drugs. Drug use is an everyday feature of modern life. Alcohol is omnipresent, and as a result, tens of millions of us endure everything from decreased job performance to liver damage to full-blown alcoholism. Alcohol is involved in 75% of spousal abuse cases. More than 50 million Americans smoke cigarettes, contributing to almost 500,000 deaths per year. More than a dozen times the annual number killed in traffic accidents. The litany of drug damage goes on and on. Tiny chemicals have equally powerful effects on animals. When an ovulating female boar is exposed to a pheromone from a male boar's saliva, for example, she becomes immediately and completely paralyzed in a spread-legged mating posture. If you put rats in a cage with unlimited access to both food and cocaine, what happens? The rats consume the cocaine ravenously, ignore the food completely, and in short order starve to death. This widespread love affair with drugs prompts a perplexing question. Shouldn't evolution produce industrious organisms, not drug addicts? To understand, we need to step back.